Why do I get these bad thoughts? You know, I believe in eternal security and I believe I'm saved, but my lands, how can a saved person do these things? How can a saved person think these things? How can a saved person act out like I do sometimes? I'm going to try to help you today. It's a great teaching. I've taught this before. I think it'll be taught every year. And look at Ephesians 4:30. Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. What's the day of redemption? The day of redemption is when Christ comes back, Brother Bud, takes us up and gives us brand new bodies. I don't know about you, but I need a brand new body. How many see me wore my jacket for Sunday school? Okay. And, amen. And so, I know we're saved. The moment we got saved, Brother John, the moment we trusted Christ our Savior, where's Betty at? Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad she's not sick, amen? Glad you're here, John. Anyways, this seems so different with Betty not sitting next to you, amen? And so, anyways, when you got saved, the moment you got saved, the Holy Spirit came into you. And you've got that Holy Spirit to the day you die. And then well, you got the Holy Spirit forever, you know. And we're sealed until the day of redemption. And we're in Christ. He's in us. So preacher, if I'm sealed until the day of redemption, I got eternal salvation. Man, why do I have all these problems? You know, I scared my grandchildren the other day. I see that little pinky? I was pulling the drawer out, and I got the telephone book out to make a phone call to look up the record courier's address. And I got I put the phone book in, Chuck, back. And when I did, Grandma, oh my lands! The corner of that caught my finger. Oh, the pain was unbelievable. Blood was flying. I mean, and man, I mean, it hurt severely. I went like that. I closed the drawer, and all of a sudden, man, whoa! And all of a sudden, Chuck, I lost it. And I grabbed that telephone book, and I beat that drawer. Bam, bam, bam. I'll teach you for hitting my finger. And poor Lukey was terrified. Ruined the telephone book. I mean, the telephone book was in trouble. David just stood and said, "This dad." Later, I went to my grandson. I apologized to him. I said, "Here's what Grandpa did. I still shouldn't have did that, Lukey." But what, Bobby? What makes us do those things? I mean, after I got calmed down, Rain got the blood stopped and got my finger. It throbbed for about 2 days, man. But it was just that instant, Kelly. Man, I mean, and like that drawer can feel me hit in the back.
You think that really helped?
That's what Rosie said to me. But what made me do that? And we will say, well, the devil made you do it, preacher. No, the devil didn't make me do that. And that's why I'm using me as an illustration. The devil didn't make me do that. This fallen nature, this flesh, because I yielded to the flesh and I didn't yield to the Spirit of God, I did it. It was not the devil's fault. We give the devil too much credit. It was me and me and my fallen nature. Hey, well, it's too late now. I should have got that board up here, but that's all right. Yeah, no, I didn't hit nobody. I hit the telephone book and the drawer. But my grandson never saw me lose my temper like that. And I was yelling at him. I said, "I'm going to get you for hurting my finger here." Duh. Why do we do those? Then after we say, "Oh, my lands, what's wrong with me?" Or maybe you've done something. Somebody, you know, well, you said something. You say, "Why did I say say that. I didn't really mean that. Or how many know what I'm talking about? Or maybe you've ever got a thought and you say, oh, my lands, how could I love that person. How could I think so bad? How many have ever done that? Why do we get those thoughts? Why do we have those reactions sometimes? Look up here. I'm going to give you a teaching. It's a great teaching. Every Christian should know this. We have a fallen nature. We're born with a monster. And that monster, God gave it three aliases or three names. Yeah, are you still in the book of Ephesians? The first name God gives it is called the old man. I know some of you wives call your husband. The old man's in the kitchen right now getting some cookies I made. But look at Ephesians 4:22. Look at Ephesians 4:22. That you put off concerning the former conversation. That word conversation, it means it's more than just me speaking. It's our whole lifestyle. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, that fallen, depraved nature that you were born with, that God saved us from, that former, the old man, which, look, what is he? Corrupt. He's corrupt according to the what? Deceitful lust. And where's it come? Flesh. And so the Bible says we're to put this old man off. The reason I hit that phone book on that drawer the other day, I didn't put the old man off. I yielded to him. Don't turn to it. I'm just going to quote to it. There's three names for this fallen nature. Old man. Number two is Mr. Sin. Don't just stay there because I'm going to read Ephesians to you. Mr. Sin, Romans 5:12, if you're taking notes. Wherefore is by one man sin entered in the world, death by sin. So death passed upon all men for all have sinned. So there's old man. What's the first one? What's the second one? Romans 5:12. And then the third one is carnal mind. Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind, or that earthly or fleshly mind, that what you're born with, is not, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That word enmity means stronger than hatred. Brother Wade, if someone has enmity for you and Chrissy, you better get your gun. They want to kill you. Enmity, stronger than hatred. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. This fallen nature, it hates God, hates everything about God. Don't want to be religious, don't want to read the Bible, don't want to pray, and don't want to yield to the Spirit of God. Old man, Mr. Sin, carnal mind. Romans 8:7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it's not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed can be. You can't make it be good. This fallen nature that I was born with, it's corrupt. Your nature is corrupt. You were born with it. You inherited it from Daddy Adam. And you're going to have it to the day you die. But now that we got saved, we've got a new spirit in us called the Spirit of God. So you got the old man and you got the new man. Look at Ephesians 4:23-24. So we're told off to put the old man off in 22 and be renewed in the spirit of your mind that you put on the what? New man, verse 24. Which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. Actually, if I would have been really yielded to the Spirit of God, the Bible said we're to give thanks for all things. Amen. Brother Brian, I should have said, glory to God, I didn't cut my finger off. Still there. Amen. I'm going to tell you, it's hard to give thanks for all things sometimes, if you'd be honest. You know? And at the time, my finger was hurting, the blood was dripping, and all I could think was, you dirty rat. It was that fallen nature. It's depraved. It's fallen. It's the Bible said, what did the Bible say in Ephesians? It's corrupt. And so, you got to realize that we have a corrupt nature. Sergeant, come on up here. I'm going to use you for 1 minute. And I'm going to... want everybody to turn to Romans chapter. I want everyone to turn to Romans chapter 6. What were the three things that this fallen nature is born, that I'm born with this? Old man.
Sin.
Carnal mind. Tell me again, what's the three? Old man. Mr. Sin. Carnal mind. Okay, here's Sergeant Kintyre. Yep. He's saved. And he's got, when he was born, he was lost. We're all born in sin. So he had the fallen nature, the flesh, the old man. And then after he got saved, he's got the new man. Are you with me? Mark, come on up here. Right, come here. So, can I use this for Rosa? You be the old man. Now, here's what happened to me. And here's what happened to Godiva or you, for instance. Walking in. When I was got mad the other day, Tammy, the old man pulled at me. And I let him take me. Had I let the Holy Spirit, I would have not smashed it. Now watch. Stay here, fellas. Hold on. And don't pull his arms out. Say you go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Say you go to Walmart and you buy something, I don't know. Buy some toys for the kids or a battery or something like that. Anyway, you buy something. Scope for your mouth works. And you name it. And you give the lady, say you go right after church. And you give a lady a $10 bill, paid for whether it's like $5. But she gives you $20 in change. $20 in change. You got what you want, and you got more money. Here's what's going to, right away, she gives Brother Godiva $20. Okay? That's exactly what the old man's going to say. That fallen nature will say, see, it pays to serve God. God wants you to have that. God's blessing you. Take that money. Take the money. And he's pouring on it. He's pouring on it. Take that money. Take that money. You can put it in missions. He'll tell him right there, get him to take it. Once he gets out, he'll put another thought in his mind. No, you got to pay electric bill this week. Forget that. Forget the missions. Are you with me? And he'll be tugging at you. He'll be tight. But the new man say, no, you're a saved man. No, you give it back, you have a testimony for Christ. And all of a sudden, you've got a battle.
Yeah.
Break this down in your notes. Galatians 5:16 this is they're contrary one to another. We cannot do what we like. And so, you have a, when you're saved, you got, what's this guy called? New man. When you're born with you, what do you got?
Old man.
He's got three names. What's the first name? Old man. What's another name for him? What's another name? Okay. And how long are you going to have this guy?
Forever.
Yeah? Till Jesus comes. And he's going to, you go to bed with this guy. You take him everywhere you go. That's what comes here. You got to get this. These monks, they'll go away up in the mountains away, and they'll be in these little rooms. They'll say, I'm going to get away from the whole world. I'm going to die to the world. No, they're not going to die to the world. They still got the fallen flesh. Look, you got to understand this. God says, you got a fallen nature. Sit down, fellas. I'm going to use you, but I'm going to use you just another. Might as well stay here. I'm going to use you again. Sit down, Brother Godiva. But I'll be back, Brother Godiva. Look at Romans 6:6. I'm going to give you three key words that I did not use the other day. But if you would get this truth in your heart and use it all the time, it'll come to you just like that. I try to lay up like this. I just use it for that fallen nature. Right as well, dear God. Lord, what a poor testimony for my grandson and everybody else. Hello, I'm here to with you.
Amen.
Okay, there's three key words you need to know about these two natures. Number one, look at 6:6 of Romans. There's three, knowing is the first word. Knowing. 611 is reckon, that's the second word, and I'm going to teach it. And verse 13 is the third word, you got your Romans. Three key words you need to know, Ray. Knowing, reckon, be followed from the south, y'all, reckon, and yield. Okay, look at 6:8. Knowing this first, that the old man has been crucified with Christ. Look up here, folks. Jesus defeated sin on the cross. We don't have to take order for him no more. Jesus defeated him. He defeated Mr. Sin. He defeated that old man. He defeated that carnal mind. He defeated him on the cross. And because he did, verse 11 says, you're to reckon yourself dead. You're not dead. He's not dead. But God says, because what I've done for you, you just act like he's not there. You say, no, I reckon myself dead to you. See, verse 11 says, reckon yourself dead. Amen. And then what do? You yield. I'm going to use the sergeant again. No, I'm not. You stay there, sergeant. Bruce, are you walking in?
I'm like me. Use me.
No, I want somebody in the service. Who's in the service? Bill Lang. Come on up here, Brother Bill. I know you were. That's why I'm watching. You're still in the service. Okay, I'm going to use this minute, sergeant. Here's Brother Bill Lang, Vietnam vet. Thank God for our vets, amen?
Amen.
Love the vets. Here's Brother Bill. He used to be in the Army, but he no longer is in the Army. Are you with me? He's got a new drill sergeant called Nancy. Not okay. When he was born, he was lost. He was in the devil's army, the fallen nature army. But then he got saved. Now he's not in that army. No, now he's a soldier for Christ. He used to take orders from the fallen nature. What's this guy's name? Yep. He used to take orders from the old man. And this old man used to be his drill sergeant. Are you with me? How many are with me? And when Bill was not saved, this drill sergeant, come here, sergeant. Stay right with him. They're both the old man. You got it. Tell him to do some orders. Tell him to do some orders.
Push-ups.
But what I'm saying is, when he was not saved, he had to do what the old man told him. He didn't, he'd be in trouble. But then he got saved. Come here, new man. Now he's got a new drill sergeant. Are you with me? Now watch. God says, knowing this, that Jesus, these old men, these old drill sergeants, don't believe me, folks. These old drill sergeants, they've been crucified.
Amen.
They've been defeated at the cross of Calvary. Can everyone say amen?
Amen.
He said, reckon yourself dead to them. Are they dead? No way. They're as alive as can be. Are you dead? No, you're as alive as you can be. He says in the Bible, reckon yourself dead to him, verse 11. So if you turn your back on, just tell him a bunch of stuff. Don't do nothing. Tell you about
lie.
Yeah, lie, cheat, steal. Take that change.
I mean, y'all, get mad. Come on, sergeant.
Come on. They can go out and have a beer or something.
Yeah. And see, the drill sergeant will give all kinds of orders to do. You smashed your finger! Smash that drawer! I'm gonna whip it. Take that phone book and beat that phone down to death with that phone book. Just kill your finger. It's still so young. That's why I don't carry a gun with me.
walk in the license to carry a gun in my piece of heaven now, and he started laughing. I said, well, you know, because I always went to my preacher, even though I was pastoring for, I still call my pastor. But Dr. L. Lacey, now I made him my pastor. So if I got used, I call Al Lacey, and I made him my pastor. And I tried to get counsel from my pastor, and I said, at this time, Brother Roy was still alive. I said, Brother Roy, you know, they're attacking preachers. These queers are in a, you know, I said, I'm getting a permit to start to carry a gun in case I'm attacked. He started laughing. I said, he said, with your temper, you'll shoot somebody within 30 days. And he said, who's protected you all these years before you carried the gun? I said, the Lord did. He said, well, Brother Rich, I think you can still do it. And I said, I think you're right. Thank you for God's advice. I love you, preacher. And I never did. Not against, I think everybody carried a gun. I think you're not a character, but I think you're a heavy gun. And I think if someone's going to try to hurt your wife, you should shoot them. I don't think you should shoot people, but if they're trying to harm your family, you have to be able to defend your family.
Yeah.
I'm coming across like a wild man now. But Chuck, if someone's going to hurt your wife, you have the right to defend her. So I didn't get the permit to carry a gun, but I've not shot anybody.
Amen.
And it was good counsel for my pastor. You know, it doesn't hurt you. You don't have to do everything your preacher tells you, but it doesn't hurt to get counsel from your pastor.
Amen.
That's why God gave you a preacher.
Amen. That's right.
To give you counsel.
Yes.
You don't have to do everything he tells you, but you can weigh it with the scripture and think on these things.
Amen.
So anyways, Billy got saved, now he's got the new man and the old man, sergeants that used to, we know they're pulling at him all the time. And this old man, this old sergeant here that used to be his drill sergeant, before he had to take all his orders. But now that he's saved, Tommy, he doesn't have to take his orders. Because we found out in Romans 6:6, what do we find out? Key word.
Knowing.
That old man's been crucified. He's been defeated at the cross of Calvary. Can anyone say amen?
Amen?
We don't have to listen to that fallen nature, that old man, that drill sergeant no more, because Christ defeated him at Calvary. And we're supposed to, after we know this, then we're supposed to do something. We're supposed to, verse 11, reckon ourselves dead. They're not dead. He's not dead. You're not dead. Hello? If I was dead, I wouldn't have to worry about it. I'd be in heaven. But God says to reckon yourself like you're dead, just like you're, because you don't belong, you're no longer in his army.
Amen.
You're in a new army. You're in the, I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. So what Brother Bill does, he reckons himself dead to the old drill sergeant, and he yields to his new master. How many see that?
Amen.
So you got three key words: knowing, reckon, yield. How many are ready? Okay, thank you. Let's give it a good hand. God bless you all. Look up here. The moment, listen, you're in Walmart and that woman gives you that money, the moment that thing starts to say, all right, God's blessing you, and that fallen nature will say that. See, I told you it pays to go to church. See, God loves you. The moment that old nature pops up, recognize him. Who's telling you? Who's speaking to you? When they say to take that telephone book and smash that drawer, who's telling me that? I should have said, who's telling me that? Are you with me? How many are still with me? Oh, you got to get this. See, some Christian might go out there and take that money from Walmart and say, well, I must not be saved. I took that money. It's got nothing to do with you being saved or lost. It's who you yielded yourself members to. Are you still in Romans
Look at Romans chapter 6. Look, are you in the book of Romans with me? Look at 6:14. I'm over in Ephesians. Let me get to Romans. Look at 6:14 of Romans. For sin shall not have dominion over you. How many, are you in 6:14? For ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then, shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. You know, Brother Phil, we teach eternal security. But just because we know we're sealed and saved forever, they don't give us a license to sin. Matter of fact, if you're saved, we should have a new life. A life that projects Christ and brings glory to God. Look at verse 16. I was in 14, 15, now 16. Know ye not? I see, I read 14, I told you 16. How many were still with me, though? Look at verse 16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants you are. If you yield to the old man, you're a servant to the flesh. If you yield to the new man, you're a servant to the Spirit of God. How many are with me? To whom you obey, whether in sin unto death, or obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart, that from the form of doctrine that was delivered unto you, and being made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Brother Mark, before when I was lost, I served Satan. I served the flesh. I had nothing. Look down there in verse 20. For when we were the servants of sin, when we were lost, how many remember when we were lost? You were free from righteousness. You didn't have the Spirit of God in you. What fruit had you in those things, whether you are now ashamed? When I was lost, I'm running on Galena Street. I didn't have any fruit. I didn't win anybody to Christ. I didn't tell anybody about Jesus. Matter of fact, I was causing havoc. Are you with me? And God's saying here in the scripture in Romans, hey, when you were lost, look at your life. Look how you lived recklessly. Look how you yielded all the time to that Mr. Sin, that old man. Look how much you gave your, now that you're saved, man, yield to the Spirit of God. You're gonna bear fruit with him. Because the fruit, Galatians 5:22 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law. And so look at chapter 7. I want you to see what Paul said. Romans chapter 7, yeah. Romans 7. Look at verse 15. For that, now you're going to think this is double talk, but Paul, how many think the Apostle Paul was a great Christian? Okay, he was a great Christian, but he had the same trouble you and I do. He got bad thoughts. He had to hold his temper. I'm going to tell you right now, the Apostle Paul understood exactly what you and I are going through. Look at verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would that I do not, that do I not. Brother Katyver, the things I want to do, I don't, and the things I don't want to do, I do. That's what that verse is. How many see that? For what I hate, Brother Brian, that's, I do it. The things I hate, man, I still end up doing them. If then I do that which I would not consent unto the law, that it's good. Now it's no more I that do it, but dun 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 dun. It's that Mr. Sin. It's that old man. It's that carnal mind that hates God. Mr. Sin that dwelleth in me. That rascal is in me. Just like the Holy Spirit's in me. I was born with that Mr. Sin. I was born again to get the new man. See, you got both those guys from birth, though. Brother Mark, I was born with my mother from my dad, where I got my sin. From Adam, I was born with Mr. Sin. Then I got the Holy Spirit, the new man, when I was born again. How many are still with me? Now look at verse 18. For I know, the Apostle Paul said, for I know that in me, that is my flesh. God didn't save my flesh. He didn't save your flesh. He saved my soul and spirit. How many are still with me? Mark, most Christians can't. See, you got to understand the difference between your flesh and your soul and spirit. This flesh that I'm in, it's corrupt. It'll always be corrupt. Now, God's made it possible for me to have victory over this flesh. One day, God's going to take this old flesh and give me a brand new body, because this thing is shot and it's corrupt. Are you with me? For I know that in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. There are people who say, well, I'm just going to keep getting better. I'm going to keep working until I get better and better and better and better and better. And I'll finally be good enough to go to heaven. You'll never do it. I mentioned a little while ago about these monks that go way up in the mountains and they try to get away from everybody. They're running from the world, Brian. They get these little cubicles and they say, oh, holy mackerel, wish I had some pizza pie. Siciliano. Yes. Rosie's lasagna. And they get away and they think, I'm going to become perfect. Look up here. You got to get this. There are preachers that teach you can live sinless perfection. They're lying. They don't know this Bible. Now, we should, don't misunderstand. I'm not saying giving you a license to go out and just do all that. I'm saying, no, God doesn't want us to sin. But I'm going to tell you right now, we're capable of sinning. Matter of fact, don't leave Romans. I'm going to read you this, and I'm going to come back to Romans. Look at Galatians 5. I'll just read that, and I'll come back to Romans. And then we'll be done. Galatians. That's right in front of Ephesians. Look at Galatians 5. Look at verse 16. For this... How many got Galatians 5:16? This I say, then, walk in the Spirit. Remember that new man? And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You won't fulfill the old man, Mr. Sin, carnal mind. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. Remember how they pulled? Remember how Brian and them pulled on Kativer? For the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary, the one to another. So you cannot do the things that you would. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of times I say, wow. Do you realize you could be witnessing to somebody? Try to lead them to Christ. Later that day, you might not know it's the same person, they run you off the road, and you say, you dirty no God. It's amazing. We can praise with this tongue, and we can curse with it. Out of the same mouth. How many are still with me? Look at verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you're not. Yeah, if you yield to the Spirit of God, you're not underneath the bondage no more, because the flesh is what puts us back in bondage. Now look at verse 19. Now in Galatians 5:19, this is really important. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest. In other words, when you manifest something, you bring it to light. Now, the works of the flesh are which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, that's lustful desires, idolatry, witchcraft. Why do people go after all that stuff? That flesh thrives on it. Just like I love chocolate, the flesh, you know, how many are with me? hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, which I tell you before. By the way, did you hear me read all those? Every one of those you and I could do. It is possible for you and I to commit those. And we have committed some of them. Yes, we have. Every one of us. And by the way, the Bible says if you fall in one, you fall in all. We have, look, I was telling the class last week. That was just the first bell, right? Okay, I'm not going to quit anyway, so don't, until I get done here. I was telling the class, I haven't drank alcohol for about maybe 35 years, somewhere in there. But I could go out today, I'm not going to do it. But I could drink some alcohol and still be going to heaven. I'm not going to. And I think it's wrong. Look, you got to get this. This is where people get messed up. What gets me to heaven is not what I do with my flesh. It's what I do with my heart for Christ. Amen. I believed on him. See, Christ did all the saving. He did the work. See, people that teach you can lose your salvation, they try to teach a work salvation. And what they do, they say, because you do this and this, you're losing your salvation. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, every one of us would lose our salvation if we were counting on our own. Brother Mike, if you were counting on yourself to make it to heaven, you ain't going to make it. Because in my flesh, there are no good things. Now, God, look what it says there in verse 19. Now the works of flesh, no, 20, 21. Envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, such alike, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yeah, those people that continue in them that never got saved, they won't go to the kingdom of God. But you and I have been saved. And I don't practice these like I did. How many are still with me? I've come out of that. But what I want to tell you is we're still vulnerable. All we are is everything but by the grace of God. Are you still with me? But I'm going to tell you right now, folks, that's why we got to look up here. I don't care if the bell rings. I'm going to finish these thoughts. Sin's real. That's why we got to draw nigh to God. That's why we got to get in the Word. That's why we got to pray. That's why we got to seek His face. Because if we don't be filled with the Spirit, we'll let the world fill our flesh. Look up here. Go back to Romans. You're either gonna let your flesh be filled, or fill your spirit of God with the things of God. How many are with me? That's why it says in 1 John, love not the world, nor the things in the world. 1 John, are you with me? If the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not in you. Let's finish out with Romans. Paul said in Romans. Romans chapter 7. Look at verse 18. For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me. I sure want to do it right, Brother Brian. But how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Hey, hello? How many are still with me? This isn't double talk. Paul says, there's warring. There's a war inside me. I've got to struggle every day. There's a warring going on, either to yield to God or yield to the flesh. By the way, you got that same warring. You got that same struggle. And you got the same choices, either to yield to the Spirit or yield to the flesh. Look at what verse I left off at. Verse 20. Now if I do that what I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Because the Holy Spirit won't sin, Brother Mark. Right. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. He will not sin. So when we sin, the Spirit of God don't sin. It's the flesh that sins. I know the bell rang, but I'm just a minute. I find then a law that when I would do good, what's evil? look what's present with me. Evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, that's the Holy Spirit. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of captivity, to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then they which mine I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of the sin. Now watch this, and I'm all done. Look what he said there, verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin? How many see that?
Paul was saying this. Look up here. Paul was saying it's just like everywhere I go, everywhere you go, we carry a dead corpse. There's a dead corpse on our back. That's called the old man, Mr. Sin. And that old, everywhere I go, I have to drag that old fallen flesh, Mr. Sin, that's corrupt, that dead, evil, sinful flesh, I got to carry it with me. No matter where I go, I've got to carry that corpse with me. That old rotten, filthy, stinking, vile corpse, it's with me everywhere I go. You've got it with you. It's a fallen nature. It's that flesh. I'm not talking about the skin here. I'm talking about the fallen nature. Come here with me. And you got to understand, when that pops up, who's trying to tell you to do it? Yell at your husband! Who's saying that? Tell your wife she's an old hag. Who's telling her that? Yell at her for that. Wrecking your egg. The yolk broke. Thanks a lot for breaking my yolk. The yolk's on you, pal. How many times did she make the yolk and it didn't break for you? What I'm saying is, when we're ready to yell or scream or do something, we've got to understand who's giving us the orders. The old man? Yes. Or are we going to give it to the new man? Come here with me. It's a tremendous teaching.
Amen.
Knowing this, 6:6, the old man's been crucified. Reckon yourself dead. Yes. Yes, Lord. I understand who's talking to me. I'm reckoning myself dead. Put that phone book back in. Put that phone book back in the drawer. And don't scare your grandson and don't have a bad testimony. Reckon yourself dead. I use myself as an illustration to help you. Because all of us, by the way, and I'm all done, you do the same thing.
Right.
You've got a phone. You, before you get out, you might get a bad thought. Boy, that guy's an idiot. Who gave you this? How'd you get that thought? Money comes by in an offering plate. Wow, I could use that. Wow, what's wrong with me, Lord? That's that fallen nature. Father, thank you for the time we've had in the Word of God. Pray you'll bless us now in the coming service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll break for a couple.